I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, without further ado, Baylor head coach Dave Aranda joins the show. I will let the prideful Baylor Bear alum John McClain introduce his head coach.
We've been talking about Dave and where he came from, national championship, where he's been. Dave, you're on with John, and Landry. Thank you very much for joining us.
You guys got it. Excited to be here with y'all.
And I just came back from a week at the Combine, watched a lot of your former players, watched Baylor players, but Joe Burrow, of course, didn't work out. He was a big talk in the NFL going to the top pick. What do you think Joe Burrow can take what he did in his one great year and transfer that to the NFL with the worst team in the league?
I do. You know, if there's a guy that can do it, it's Joe. I have that type of belief in him. You know, when Joe was with us, just his work ethic, his intensity, his focus, it's really something else. He provided just a leadership and an ability from a player perspective to build up the other players. And so they just felt like, here's someone that cares about us, that's working this hard. Look what he's achieving. Right, I want to match it because I don't want to let him down. And Joe would be the type that would work so hard that they would see it. They'd want to emulate it. They'd want to be like him. And he kept reaching for further and further heights, and they kept following him. And, you know, when you have your team built like that, there's a lot of positive things that come out of it. And, you know, that was in store for us there, you know. But if there's one guy that could do it, it'd be Joe. I think he's really special that way.
Baylor head coach Dave Aranda joining us right now. We're going to get into the game that he's going to be playing here soon and certainly get into some of what he's got going on with Baylor. But it's NFL draft time. You know these guys as much as anyone. I want to go back to Joe Burrow real quick before we get to some of these other guys, because I've never uttered these words in my life. And those words I uttered to my co-host Landry Locker after the national championship game. And that was, I've never compared anyone to Tom Brady, but this guy has. And look, I know everybody's like, oh, Tom Brady. No, I'm not saying he's going to be Tom Brady. I'm saying he's got qualities of where to put the ball, when to put the ball, the decision making. It's just he's got qualities that seem reminiscent of Brady. I don't mean to set you up, but I'm just telling you what I see.
Put him in his place, Dave.
Well, what I see from my perspective when I watch him.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, there's times where I felt that, you know, we're in spring ball, and we would always throughout the years calculate in spring, what is the opposing, you know, what's our quarterback, what's his QBR? And typically in the past couple springs, it'd be 70. You know, there might be a scrimmage or a day where he got to 90, you know, 93, 95, and that was typically very high. You know, Joe started – day number one at 130 and never got below 120.
Man,
there was times he was 140, you know, and it was 138, 143, you know, it was that way the entire time. And so just I think knowing where to put the ball, having the great athletes that they had, and then just the offense was built around just Joe's strength. You know, we were talking about this as a staff the other day. You got a quarterback that can run and has legs to make something out of nothing, then you build an offense that features that. With Joe had the ability to know what a defense was in, the structures of that defense, the weaknesses of it and the ability to attack it. So to get out of this play into this other play, right? Or, hey, you know, this last series, they were in this coverage, and they were in this coverage when number 33 was, you know, topping the slot receiver with inside leverage. He would buzz into the curl area, and that corner is going to bail. And so sit the ball down to the Z and give them an 8-yard cushion, and let's let them work. Those types of things could be processed so quickly. I mean, he saw it so clear, and the ball was out, and it was decisive. And those are the things I'm sure you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I think just the film study, just the I mean, you're talking about an offensive coordinator that's playing quarterback is really what it was. And so the offense was built around those strengths. And so he had the keys to the car. And so he drove it, you know, as he saw fit. You know, when you have all of those things kind of in line, you're talking about someone that can do with it what they want. And you know, he was able to get that done.
Talking to Baylor head coach Dave Aranda here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez. You went to LSU to join Coach Ed Orgeron, and I don't want to say people were skeptical, but people were skeptical that Ed Orgeron would win a national championship. Now he doesn't have to buy a meal in Louisiana for the rest of his life. Right. Did he always have that confidence when you joined him? And at what point did you realize, my gosh, we're gonna reach the highest level of college football, me and Coach O?
Really early on, you could tell. I mean, he was that way from the beginning, I think. You know, I think it was a great story, just with the success he had at USC, the opportunity he had at Ole Miss, the lessons that he learned there. Applying them at USC again, having success, and then applying them again as an intern at LSU. And so you could tell then that he had the pulse of the team. He energized the coaching staff. He built guys up to where they enjoyed coming to work. They enjoyed being around him. I think everyone didn't want to let Coach O down, and they wanted to really work hard for him. And, you know, someone that can cultivate that, and, you know, that's the culture. It's just really strong. And that continued to grow throughout.
Your story's not, you know, similar. You don't have the Ole Miss, but, you know, you've been in the game for 25 years. And, I mean, you've been at Texas Tech. You've been at Hawaii. You've been at Utah State. Then you go Big Ten football, Wisconsin. We know that style. Go to, you know, well-rounded SEC, and now you're in the Big 12. So it seems like when it comes to the path and being prepared for the situation you're in, you've seen every single style of football going into Baylor. How much of an advantage is that?
No, I think it's an advantage. I think, you know, you have to take advantage of your advantages. You know, the being with the coaches that I've been around, just so unique. There's a cast of characters there. And so just right away, the takeaway is that you can be yourself, you know, connect with your players, connect with your coaches. You know, they need to know that you care about them. And then you can take off from there. So whether it's, you know, Mike Leach or, you know, Greg McMackin or Gary Anderson or Paul Christ or Coach O, you know, I think there's just a lot of different personalities inherent in there, but, you know, everyone was able to do it their own way and was able to motivate and lead in their own way. And so it's good for a guy coming up to see that, because you could get lost in thinking that there's only one way to do it. But then seeing the different styles of play as well, and the Big Ten's very specific style in the SEC, it's a very wide open style. I think plays hold a really high regard in the SEC. I think in the Big Ten, there's probably less emphasis on plays, more emphasis on development and this is who we are and this is what we do. And the SEC, it's a little bit more recruiting, and we're going to feature this and we're going to feature this play. We're going to run that play. We got to play for your play. And so, you know, each league is different. There's a, there's kind of a gut feeling that you have when you're in a particular league. And you know, I think the experiences that you have throughout kind of prepare you for, you know, as each week progresses and new challenges arise, you can draw on those experiences.
We're talking to new Baylor coach Dave Aranda. Dave, Friday is Baylor night at the Houston Touchdown Club. I'm sorry, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. When you were at U of H in 2002 and 3, did you make it over to the rodeo?
I didn't. You know, I remember the traffic, though.
Yeah, it's still there.
It's got worse.
But I'm excited to go. I'm really looking forward to spend time. And I know we've talked a lot about it here this last couple of weeks about making it down. And so I'm excited to experience the rodeo for the first time.
Talking to Baylor head coach Dave Aranda here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Dave, last time my Longhorns faced your Baylor Bears, the head coach of the Longhorns, Tom Herman, headbutted a player before the game. Are we going to see a headbutt showdown when you guys face off next year?
No. It'd be good to see Tom. I was able to catch up with Tom at a coaching clinic there in Dallas a couple weeks ago, and so I've got a lot of respect for him. You know, Tom and I, we've known each other since college days, and we've kept in touch ever since. You know, I want to say he was at the University of Texas as a grad assistant. I was at Texas Tech as a grad assistant, and he made his way over to Lubbock, and we were able to hang out and talk ball. And I think his girlfriend at the time, and now his wife, came with him, and I made it over to Austin with my girlfriend at the time. It's now my wife, and we were able to hang out. So it's been a really cool relationship that we've had, and like I say, just a lot of respect for him. And you know, Matt Wells would be another at Texas Tech now.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
coaching with Matt at Utah State, and he and his family are still really close to my family. When we were in Logan there, we spent quite a amount of time together. And I know that my wife's really looking forward to getting close to their family again when she makes it back to Texas. And so it's neat. I guess the longer you go, the smaller your circle gets, or, you know, you know more and more people, and those relationships mean so much. And we're excited to compete versus friends.
Dave, I was at the Baylor-Kansas game, and every time there was a break, you had to get up and shake hands. Are you still shaking hands? And have you had a chance to think about that first game against Ole Miss, a team you know very well that has a new head coach in Lane Kiffin? I know Baylor fans down here are really fired up about seeing Baylor play Ole Miss and you whipping up on Lane Kiffin. You had a chance to think about that game much?
I have. Yeah, we've talked about it quite a bit, and we're in the process of breaking the appropriate tapes for the preparation for that game. And so we're starting now, you know, getting studies done and getting things broken down so we can attack that the right way. And, you know, it's going to be a challenging game, I think, especially game one, with just coordinators coming from different schools and having to look at the personnel that's there at that school and, you know, the influences that can go into an offense or a defense. There's quite a bit of detective work that goes into it. And so you do the best you can with all of it, but I'm excited about the challenge, and I feel really good about our team, and I know that we'll be prepared, and you know, we're starting now, and so we'll have everything squared away.
That's new Baylor coach Dave Aranda. Dave, we still got traffic. Come early for Baylor night at the rodeo on Friday. We've got right here a gig'em and a hook'em.
You're darn right you do.
And sick'em.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
That's it.
Tell Tom to quit headbutting people, Dave, please. Drove me nuts, man.
Thank you very much, Dave.
All right, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
It's Dave Aranda, Baylor head coach right there on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 6.
He's got some prospects, man. Headbutt. I was just looking
money did A&M help him get at LSU when they tried to hire him?
Oh, yeah, that's
highest
right.
Highest paid assistant in football.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was
$1.6 million or something.
It was 1.9. It might be more than two, yeah.
Hey, I didn't say this to him on the line because he's a nice guy and I love John McClain, but I watched Texas play against that LSU defense last year. I'm not scared of that.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That's the best game Longhorns played all year.
Probably in the
last
10.
Might have been 10. The worst game LSU played.
Yeah. That might be true. The last 10, I'm definitely just kidding. NFL
Hey,
Hall of
you're
Famer.
You're pulling for a basketball school. Four wins
there
in
you
a
go.
Row.
There you go.
Shaka Smart.
No, but I've told everybody's losing to him on purpose now because they want him to come back. It's like everybody's throwing games now. NFL Hall of Famer John McClain in the building. We've missed this. We have missed this time so much. We do it every Tuesday at 11:20. It is back. The return of world famous leg hiking. There's a U of H prospect who I don't think is going to be a first rounder. We'll see what NFL Hall of Famer John McClain has to say about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.